You're listening to the 266th edition of the Bitachon Podcast. We're studying together the Sefer Bitach Bashem by Rav David Rosen. And we're in the Hakdama, in the introduction, where he brings the Pasuk, Yisro Bitach Bashem, Ezro Magin Amhu. People of Israel will trust in Hashem. And it's actually a statement, you should trust, singular. You, singular, should trust in Hashem. He protects you, takes care of you. Beisaron Bitchu Bashem, Ezro Magin Amhu. The house of Aaron, plural, you shall trust in Hashem. He protects you. Yir Hashem bitchu b'Hashem is Roman maginam hu. Those who fear Hashem, you plural should trust in Hashem. Hashem protects you. So, we saw last time, why does it split it up? There's different levels within the Jewish people. There's different levels of bitachon. And he continues and says, he brings another pasuk into Tehillim. Omer l'Hashem achsim utzirasi lo hayev tachboy. I say to Hashem, you are my protector, you're my fortress, my God, I will trust in Him. No bad will befall you, no wound will come close to your tent. He will command His angels to protect you in all of your ways. We find that a person who trusts in Hashem merits to have protection from Hashem, protection from above. Depending on a person's level of bitachon, right? It depends where we are. Yes, it's true. A wicked person who trusts in Hashem, it can work. But a person who's on a higher level has a different type of relationship with Hashem and has a different type of bitachon, and Hashem responds in kind, with a different type of protection. According to how much a person's bitachon, the level of their bitachon gets bigger, so too the level of Hashem's protection and help also increases. According to this, we can understand very well. Why does it say by every single person? Why does it say separately for each type that Hashem is their helper and their protector? As we mentioned earlier, the level of a person's bitachon who's a member of the house of Aaron, the priests, he's on a higher level than the house of Israel. He doesn't have the same kind of parnasa. He's dependent. He's involved all day in spirituality, in serving Hashem, serving Klal Yisrael. And therefore, because they have to have a higher level of bitachon, they also have a higher corresponding level of divine assistance. So to those who fear Hashem, they have an even higher level than the house of Aaron. So they also have a higher level of protection. If it would have put them all together in the same pasuk, people of Israel, house of Aaron, those who fear Hashem, you should all trust in Hashem because He will protect you. You could think that they have the same level of protection. So David HaMelech separates them and gives us a clear instruction stating you could be on this level, you could be on that level. Everyone has to have bitachon. Everyone has to have a connection with Hashem. Everyone has to believe and act in a way that shows that he believes that Hashem is helping him. But there's different people with different levels. Now, one of the questions that we asked last time was in speaking to the people of Israel, house of Israel. So King David says singular, you individual should trust in Hashem. When it comes to speaking about the house of Aaron, those who fear Hashem, it doesn't say it in a singular form, it says it in a plural form. He says we can understand this with an analogy to a master. He wants to give a particular task to his servants, if he sees that his servants want to do his will, so he says to them generally, do so and do such and such, such, and everyone, every individual then understands that is, he individually is being spoken to as well. He does his job. If, let's say, a master sees that his servants are not interested in serving him properly, they're, you know, not excited about the thing that he's commanding them to do, he turns to them and then individually and says, you specifically, I need you to do this. Do this and that. So then no individual can say, oh, he wasn't really talking to me. Like we was explained earlier. Those who are the house of Aaron, the priests, and those who are the Yirei Hashem, those who fear Hashem, so they're on a high level. They're the people who are interested in Hashem's will. They're excited about Hashem's will. So David doesn't have to speak to them individually. He says to them generally, trust in Hashem. You, plural, trust in Hashem. That's enough for them to do it because they want to do that. Which is not the case of the general populace. It's more of a challenge for them. The regular people of Israel, their spiritual level is lower than the house of Aaron and those who fear Hashem. If he would have spoken to them in a plural language, saying, you, plural, trust in Hashem, they would have said, they would have tried to weasel out of it and say, it's a high level, it's not for me. And they're not the ones being spoken to. King David therefore turns to the people of Israel and says to them, singular, you, yes, you particular individual, I want you to have bitachon. Just like the Ten Commandments were said in a singular language. You, singular, trust in Hashem. So that no individual can say, oh, he wasn't talking to me. There's a general principle. When a person starts to make his way on a spiritual path, I'm ready to do something new. I'm ready to have a new level in my relationship with Hashem. Take it from Yaakov, it's a love, Amalek HaRasha, V'chilayis, V'machnis B'Kuririus V'Sveikus. So what happens is the evil inclination, who he refers to as Amalek, just like the Jewish people as they left Egypt, headed towards the Holy Land, the Amaleki people are the ones who try to stop us. How does it work on an individual level? So the Yetzirah and his minions, so they bring to him a coldness and all kinds of doubts. Pasuk says about Amalek, remember that which Amalek did to you, they cool you off on the land. The word karcha, which could mean they happened upon you, but it could also mean to cool you down. This is the way that things go when a person's trying to attain spiritual attainments. So, specifically this powerful midah of bitachon, trusting in Hashem, so we have to be concerned, how will I attain this? Yetzer is going to jump on me now. He's lying in wait, ready to pounce. Therefore, David says, O people of Israel, trust in Hashem. Don't be afraid of the Yetzer and his doubts. That he is placing into you when it comes to trying to acquire faith in Hashem. Because Hashem is your helper. Hashem is your protector. Hashem is the one who's helping you individually. You as an individual, singular. And without Hashem's help, you cannot battle the Yitzhar. You cannot win in battle. As the sages say, the evil inclination of a human being gets stronger on a person every single day and tries to kill the person spiritually. If not for divine assistance, if not for Hashem's help, we wouldn't be able to overcome the Yitzhar, the evil inclination. Hashem libo Yisrael, Bani Rebbe Soinoi, Pasuk says in Tehillim. Also there, we say it in Hallel. Hashem is mine, singular mine. He is my helper, my singular helper. And I will see the downfall of my enemy. Who's that, my enemy? This is a reference to the evil inclination and his minions. Shem ikra yivim v'asem shel ha'adam, which are the main enemies of the human being. Their desire is to throw a person down, to get a person to a place of spiritual desolation. So therefore, we need to acquire, and we need to pay for, you gotta pay, the characteristic of trusting Hashem. So a person who wants to be a Baal Bitachon, don't be afraid, in order that you shouldn't be afraid. Maybe this is going to cause me, I'm going to trust in Hashem. Maybe it won't work out in the end. King David says, he is your protector. He is the one that you nestle under, who you find protection within. He is a shield to those who trust in him. Kol pig e hazman. He protects you from all of the things that occur, all of the things that happen with time. Just like a shield that protects, or a coat of armor that protects a person who wears it. Because of a malbim, maginam latzilam yitzara. Shem is our protector. Shem is our shield. It saves us from oppression. Kach nir l'niyos daidu l'hazir apsukim. This would seem to be the explanation of the verses. Einayim lanu, v'enenu ra'im. Azayim lanu v'enenu shomim. We have eyes, but we don't see. We have ears, but we don't hear. If we would just pay attention to the call of all of the great sages of the people of Israel, and who is the great general of all the great sages, King David himself. As far as how important it is, we must have this. We must have, it's so important to have bitachon. Zayin mekayim boy, achaz di v'lo yarpenu, ad sheyveisav el bayis. Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, it's our relationship with Hashem. And the pasuk says, I held on to him, I did not let him go, until I brought him to my home. Hanefesh v'chadar halev b'mokom la'asik b'sheilus hanadiris v'kushya sam. A person's soul, right? What are we thinking about all the time? What is our mind preoccupied with? I'm worried about the deep questions, the problems of life. He quotes, we can be wasting our time thinking about questions and issues that really don't matter. Right? If I don't have bitachon, so I'm busy trying to figure out how to do stuff. Figure out how to get what I need. Figure out how to do the things that Hashem is doing for me anyway. So if I wouldn't be caught up in all of those things, I would be able to focus my mind and my thoughts on the entire purpose of the Torah. Which the Gra says, what is the entire purpose of the Torah? It's bitachon Hashem, trusting in Hashem. Here he quotes it at the very in the first page of the book, before the book even starts, he brings the Gemara Mishlei. It says, "Ikarna sinas haTorah." It's in Mishlei, Chav Beis, Pasuk Yutes. The main purpose of the giving of the Torah to Israel, to the people of Israel, who kedeshe yasimu b'tchoinam Hashem, is so they should place their trust in Hashem. Mishnemar, yasimu b'lekim kislam. They shall place in God their hope. And also afterwards to teach this to their children. So that the pasuk says, it's in order that the last generation know. Okay, we are the last generation. We're the ones who, this is the most important lesson. Because the main aspect of everything is complete bitachon, says the Gemara. Who klal kol mitzvos is the concept which includes all of the other commandments. B'shakasha she pachad oiches is am Yisrael. At a difficult time, when fear is holding on to the people of Israel, michutz teshakel cher michadorim heimo. Pasuk says in Devarim that there's fear in your rooms. Right? I think this might have been written in the early 90s during the Persian Gulf War. There's fear in our rooms. There's swords that are being stretched out from outside, from without. We're all asking the question, what's going to be? How will we get through this? How will we face off with the challenges? Whether we're in Eretz Yisrael, where the challenges are acute, whether we're in Chutz La'aretz, where there's other kinds of challenges. Hatshuva l'kach bitach. The answer to this is trust. Ve'ekya asher ekya. Hashem, when Moshe Rabbeinu asks him, what's your name? What should I tell them? Time for Geula? What should I tell them? What's your name? Hashem says, I will be that I will be. Eya imam bitzara zu asher eya imam bitzara acheres. I will be with them in this difficulty, and I will be with them in later difficulties. So Hashem makes a promise at the very beginning of the redemption of the Jewish people that this is how it's going to be now, and this is how it's always going to be. This is the answer to all of our troubles. This is the answer to all of our problems. This is the answer to all of our mind's preoccupations. Trust in Hashem. Margala Bapuma de Bnei Aliyah, a common saying, which is in the mouth of those who are rising in their spiritual aspirations. B'tach b'echad, v'al tifchad. Trust in the one and only. Trust in Hashem, and don't be afraid. And here we're going to stop. And I'd like to say thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next time.